Well, let me resume and then conclude a discussion that I began earlier this week and didn't have time to finish. It has to do with the value of the American hat. I was mentioning earlier this week, in fact, on Wednesday, that we do have hats that many people really love wearing in America. A lot of those hats are party hats, not party hats like, you know, birthday party, that kind of thing. Party hats like political party hats, partisan hats. And there are many, many people who, whether they realize it or not, have come to place so much value on their party hats that they actually value the party hat more than the American hat. The party hat, the hat that embodies, represents the values, the ideologies, the agendas of a given party. And of course, the different parties have different agendas very often. And unfortunately, we see these differences worn by the wearers of these various party hats, keeping the nation divided. Because wearing the party hat and rallying around the party hat is more important to a lot of people than rallying around the American hat. And so we see, as an example of that playing out in Washington, D.C., we have a president who is still under a very, very justifiable investigation to try to determine whether or not he colluded with the Russians to tamper with and to muddy America's 2016 election, in particular, our, and maybe even whether the president has been engaging in any kind of financial fraud and other criminal activities. A lot of Democrats are saying there is so much here that the investigation is warranted and it must be taken to its conclusion. A lot of Republicans are saying, no, this is just a witch hunt. And despite the fact that we have so many people who are close assistants of the president, who have been found guilty of crimes, those who wear the Republican Party hat say this is just a witch hunt. This is something that needs to be concluded so we can move on. Think about how important it was to Republicans to really push to have a thorough investigation that would take as long as was needed when Bill Clinton was accused, former President Bill Clinton was accused of having had sexual relations with Monica Lewinsky. The ramifications of one, the concerns expressed regarding Donald Trump, are far more significant than ramifications that have been brought up regarding President Clinton. But when people wear the party hat, they want to simply circle the wagon around their own so they can protect that one, so that they can protect the agenda that that one is helping to push. It is a shame that we can have all this mounting evidence that those close to the President Trump absolutely did engage in criminal activity, and some of which had to do with some of the very concerns that are relating to our president, the relationship with Russia and the leaders there doing what they can to sabotage our election system, our election process. It's a shame that America is not more important to all Americans than any one party. How do we get people to truly rally around America, truly love America, so we do right by America? So that when someone outside of America launches an attack on America, oh, but that's right. Part of the concern is that our current president may have been assisting and supporting those who from the outside launched the attack on America. Why do so many others who wear the Republican hat help to support and protect that which is definitely seen to have harmed America? Which hat do you value most? When it comes to politics, when it comes to social issues, which hat do you value most? The American hat or some other hat? Till next time, everyone.